This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, and we are broadcasting from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station in Tampa, Florida. And we're nationally syndicated now on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. We want to tell everybody that we are heard broadcasting, where many of our military men and women are listening to us overseas right now, all around the world. And thank you for your service to America, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, and I'm going to add this one, the candlestick makers, maintenance and janitorial workers, and security and construction workers, too. Thanks for what you do. Now, don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo that's there to register for your free gun a day giveaway, and then find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I am, absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the president has tweeted that we're withdrawing from Syria, that's now begun, the withdrawing from Syria. Meanwhile, the U.S.-backed Syrian forces say that ISIS is in its final moments.
That's exactly right, Captain. And so that withdrawal is apparently beginning, again, according to the president's tweet. And that's how we find out some of these different things. The president sometimes does not go through the typical White House communications, but he will tweet out exactly what's happening. And also, at the same time, I think the Stennis aircraft carrier group is in the Persian Gulf right now. That, of course, continues our air power in the region, especially when it comes to areas like Iran and Syria and so forth. So there's still a lot going on. There's still a lot of mission being carried out. But, of course, the pullout of the some 2,200 forces in Syria has been characterized as this major catastrophe. But, of course, it's not that at all.
Well, not all 2,200 are going right away. We know that about 100 or so moved, I believe, last Thursday or Friday, and they were moving some of their equipment out of the way, and they're what they do is they move them back in sections so that they never leave anybody behind, and they're always got each other's back. And of course, we got artillery that's still being used, and we still have the airstrikes. We do know about that. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now, the Arab nations right now, it's being reported, are inching towards rehabilitating Syria's Bashar al-Assad. I wonder what they mean by that comment, and that's the exact quote.
Well, this is, I think, can be very, very, this can have some real effects, obviously, because, of course, Bashar al-Assad is not somebody, obviously, who, is any kind of ally in the region or would be any kind of person that we would think would be a good moving forward, of course, in Syria. And as you know, Captain, the president himself sent in the Tomahawk missiles, if I recall correctly, early on in his administration because of some of the things that Assad had done, the Assad regime. So to be rehabilitated by the different Arab nations could be a signal that he's going to be there for some time, obviously.
Well, we took out an Iranian-supported Syrian missile base is what we did when we did that the first time.
Right, exactly. But, of course, you know, one of the major problems that we have moving forward in the region, of course, is how the different Arab states are going to come together, how they are going to be, you know, part of this jigsaw puzzle, if you will. And, of course, the biggest player in this, as you just mentioned, it was an Iranian missile base, essentially Iranian missile technology. But that big player is Iran. And if they want to try to call the shots in the region, well, that's something that we have to counter for sure.
And speaking of Iran, the Wall Street Journal wrote a story yesterday that said the White House asked the Pentagon for options to be able to strike Iran, which is probably going to not make people in Iran very happy with us.
Well, no, but of course also it's incumbent upon the president, I think, or the administration, any administration, to be prepared for different eventualities. And certainly with the way that Iran has been acting, and certainly with the capabilities that Iran has, and trying to spread its own influence and so forth, forget about any of the nuclear program issues, but even the conventional issues that Iran could pose to neighboring states and so forth is very important. So I think you always have to be ready with some kind of contingency. And whether or not it makes Iran upset or not, well, goodness gracious, the different things they've done and said certainly put them in the position where we have to be ready.
Yeah, and we're coming up on a break here. But, folks, when we come back from this break, we are definitely going to get into talking about this FBI counterintelligence investigation going on about President Trump, which we found out about over the weekend. And, of course, our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, was real quick to drop the hammer on these folks. And the other thing is Lindsey Graham was also on television yesterday. He almost sounded like a totally different person there, Kyle.
Well, right. He's in regards to the government shutdown, he's now talking about trying to get the president to open up the government, quote-unquote, temporarily, and try to get negotiations going again. And then if those fail, then pull out the national emergency card.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We are going to talk about what the FBI was doing or wasn't doing, and I will be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Wayne Allyn Root. And this part of the program is brought to you by your local GEICO agent. Get a great rate with a personal touch. Ask about insurance for more than just your car, because your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agency. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years and is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. They insure me, and you'll always be able to go to GEICO.com to report a claim, schedule an appointment, or even view your estimate or photos of your damage. And when you take your car to the GEICO-approved shop, the claim repairs are guaranteed for as long as you own your vehicle. So check them out online, GEICO.com, GEICO.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I didn't mean to cough in your ear there the last time there, but, you know, I got that little twinkle in my throat, and it was like, geez, here we go. But anyway, so I apologize for that.
No problem at all.
Now, the president yesterday, it was announced, I believe it was Saturday, maybe Friday, late Friday, that the FBI had launched a counter investigation against the president after he fired James Comey, wondering whether or not he was a Russian agent. That's one of the most ridiculous things I ever heard in my whole entire life. And even Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had the same thing to say.
Well, exactly right. And certainly, you know, it's interesting to me, Captain, if President Trump somehow fired Jim Comey at the behest of Vladimir Putin, that would have been a, you know, dismal a political mistake, you know, overall. I mean, obviously, I think he had good cause to fire Comey and so forth, but he certainly did take a lot of political damage as a result of that. So I can't imagine how that would have been something that his handlers, quote unquote, would have ever told him to do. And besides, at the time that he fired Comey, it's known, I think, now that the FBI had no evidence of any kind of collusion. I think, you know, even looking forward to the Mueller report, there's not going to be any evidence of so-called collusion, and on it goes. But yes, this is another thing where either A, this was kicked around as sort of this being thorough, a what-if kind of game. That's the best spin I think anybody could put on it. But otherwise, no, I think it just reeks of political bias within those corrupt individuals who were in the Justice Department at the time, and now it's coming out and being used as another sort of faux problem regarding Russia.
Well, between James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page, I believe every one of them was dirty.
Well, all these different texts and just the wealth of evidence that we have, and this is just what the public knows about, really does go to show, I think, that there was a lot of bias going on. You know, we're going to have a safety plan or all the, you know, backup plans, these kinds of things. It just really, that's the unconscionable part. You know, the people elected Donald Trump to be president. There's no evidence that he's a pawn of a foreign government. Even if you're, I guess this means, Captain, that anybody, any business at all that ever does any kind of business in Russia must be pawns of the Russian government. I mean, it's this kind of silly talk that goes on and on and on, which actually is only designed to try to ramp up the Democrats' quote-unquote resistance against the election, not just against Trump, but against the people who elected him, and actually taking care of business for the American people, which is what the federal government is supposed to do.
And this all comes back to the border and where we're at right now. And I'm going to play Tommy Lauren, who was on television yesterday, and she mentioned this. This is about 1 minute of her talking about the border situation, which is what is right now at the forefront of everybody's mind. Let's see if this will play. Well, I guess it's not going to cooperate. Okay. But anyway, and I'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, she said that how many Americans do you think, because it does largely, because of what we're talking about, think that this is about politics coming down to public perception and opinion? How many Americans do you think that this is a crisis? Well, I happen to think it's a crisis because of what I see with the drugs that are coming across and with the bodies that we keep hearing about that are literally stacked on the other side of the border. Because of the drug lords, you know, using them, you know, these aliens to do the illegal drug carrying and all that sort of stuff. And if they refuse to do it, they kill them.
Well, exactly right. These are some very, very bad actors. And it's not something that, you know, unfortunately, it's all being politicized by the left, by the Democrat Party elite, to somehow try to frame the Trump administration or anybody who wants actual border security, and of course, in all kinds of names to be called and whatnot. But you're right, Captain. This is affecting real people, and having actual border security, including a barrier, would tamp down so much of that. They may try to find other ways, of course, and it will always be playing this game to one extent or another, but goodness gracious, if we can't get some common sense border security, and not the nebulous border security term, because if you've noticed, Captain, every Democrat that's out there getting mad about the government shutdown, etc., they're all saying, well, we want good border security, and they're never, ever really pinned down on what do you actually mean by that, and then they'll say, blah, 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 technology, blah, 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 your drones or or this kind of stuff, but they're not really serious.
Well, Senator Lindsey Nelson was on television yesterday, and he was talking about what he believed the president had to do and suggested to him that he open the border and start negotiating, you know, with the folks about the wall and the DACA and throwing a whole bunch of things into the mix. What did you gather out of that?
Well, right, yeah, I think when Senator Graham was saying that let's you know open the border temporarily, well, unfortunately, that's exactly what many of these Democrat either representatives in Congress or senators have been saying. But that seems to me, Captain, you remember how Lucy would always hold the football for Charlie Brown,
yeah.
and say, No, I won't pull it away this time. And then Charlie Brown goes to kick it, and we all know what happens. And this is exactly the same thing that they're trying to do to President Trump. And President Trump knows this is the bargaining chip that he has, but it's, you know, the Democrats have no intention of giving him any money for the wall. And the big joke was, well, maybe we'll give a dollar, because some reporter asked Nancy Pelosi that the other day.
Yeah, but she also said the wall was immoral. Remember?
And it's an immoral wall. And again, here we go again. The immoral walls around the politicians' homes and so forth. Mm-hmm. Nobody begrudges them that.
And one of her cohorts in the Senate, Senator Chris Coons, Democrat from Delaware, said that the wall was not immoral. And he was, breaking with Pelosi's comments and all that. But he also agreed with Lindsey Graham as to what could be done. And he said that we should be able to work together because there are common points there with which we can.
Well, exactly right. And, Captain, if we had a, for lack of a better term, standard-issue political environment going on, there would be dealing. Trump would ask for $5.6 or $7 billion for the wall, and the Democrats would come back with another number. We'll give you two, and he'd say that's not enough. And then we'd
say, well, I need three.
Exactly.
Then they'd say, we'll give you 2.5.
Exactly right. See, there you go. We've actually, right here and now, begun to solve this problem the way the American people expected it would be solved. And then he could deal on DACA, which the Democrats haven't wanted to get, although they keep saying this is something that's very, very high on their priority list. And they're not moving. But of course, what are they doing? They're going to the beach, right?
Yeah, they're going to the beach in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, some of those hotties they had on the beach with them there, those weren't their wives.
Right.
I mean, well, I know that. I know that by who I saw there on the beach, 30 of them.
Well, you see, there you go. And where's the media on that one?
Yeah, exactly. And before we have to go to break here at the bottom of the hour, the chief White House ABC political correspondent, Jonathan Carl, was on with George Stephanopoulos on the ABC Sunday morning news program. And he said that there's absolutely no proof of collusion under Trump's campaign with Trump's campaign team and the Russians during the 2016 presidential election. He said that just absolutely is not going to go anywhere. And this was Carl, and I don't know how he knew it. Okay, hold that thought. Here comes the music. When we come back, we'll talk about that, because there's a lot of speculation going on about what's in the Mueller report. Nobody knows. The only people that know are the people that are on that committee, and they ain't talking. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More talks on the partial government shutdown. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin on ABC.
We offered $1.3 billion to start for border security, but the president's numbers have been wildly different. $25 billion, $11 billion. Mike Pence 2 weeks ago offered us $2.5 billion within an hour. The president said, no, I won't take that.
USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he believes the president should make an attempt to resolve the standoff with Democrats legislatively.
Before he pulls the plug on the legislative option, I would urge him to open up the government for a short period of time, like 3 weeks, before he pulls the plug, see if we can get a deal. If we can, at the end of 3 weeks, all bets are off, see if he can do it by himself through the emergency powers.
Graham spoke on Fox News Sunday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and we are just cruising along here during the overnight hours, myself and my guest, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, listen up, Florida. There are over 300,000 species of mold. Mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a lot more. Don't put your family at risk because DR Mold Solutions has an EPA an FDA-approved method to kill mold in your home or office, and I've used them before and highly recommend them. Now, they will travel anywhere in the state of Florida. All you have to do is contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. It's that simple. Again, contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622. They will travel anywhere in the state of Florida and ask about their New Year's special. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, where they kill mold. And Kyle Warren is with us, the professor of politics. Welcome back, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain.
Now, Jonathan Carl came on the ABC, what is it called, ABC This Morning program with Stephanie Stephanopoulos?
Yeah, This Week with George Stephanopoulos, yeah.
Yeah, and he said that there was absolutely no proof of collusion between the Trump campaign team and the Russians during the 2016 presidential election, and he was sure that that was going to be the decision coming from the Mueller investigation. Now, keep in mind, nobody knows what the Mueller investigation is going to be revealing because they've been tight-lipped about everything, and I know there's a lot of speculation going on, and even the let's see, what was his name? Is it Woodward and Bernstein there? Bernstein yesterday sat down acting like he knew everything that was going on. He says, well, there's going to be all kinds of stuff, and Donald Trump's going to be attached to all this, and he's going to be in big trouble. Nobody knows what these people are going to release. Nobody.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Captain. And certainly there are, especially when it comes to the collusion issue, this is exactly what Jonathan Carl, Chief ABC News White House correspondent, was saying. And I tend to think that that's exactly right. Because I think, of course, we've seen Mueller go after President Trump perhaps in other ways, with sort of the strategy that he's been using, with the idea of trying to get the president to sit down for a conversation or an interview or what have you, in order to try to get the president into a perjury trap. And the reason I say that is not because they're simply just trying to get Trump in the perjury trap. They've gotten just about everybody else in a perjury trap, which seems to me, Captain, to be the sort of backup plan B, rather than actually looking for the evidence of collusion, which is evidently the original charter for this whole thing, and then if they don't find it, they should issue a report that says, no, there's no collusion, everybody go about your business. But they've gone after all these different sort of process crimes, as they're called. So I think we can infer from that this has then become the tack that they wanted to take. Now, Mueller is, again, said to be wrapping this up within, quote-unquote, the next few months, basically, but we've heard that a lot before, but now Rod Rosenstein says he's stepping down when the report comes out, and I don't think that he would have said that unless he had some idea, perhaps, that the report's going to come out much sooner than later. Not many months from now, but very, very soon.
And there was another report that came out saying that they believed that General Michael Flynn was telling the truth, and the FBI agent that was a part of that, it wasn't Strzok and it wasn't McCabe, this was another agent, wants to testify before Congress to tell them what he knows about Quinn and how he was railroaded and how McCabe apparently altered reports to make it look like as if he was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing or saying something he wasn't supposed to be saying, and it's just not true. Have you heard that?
Well, I have heard something about that. You're right. And if this is really going on, and this actually happened, it makes, you remember, I remember when the movie All the President's Men came out, you know, and
yeah.
This was a big thing all about Watergate and then blow the lid off everything and whatnot. But can you imagine, Captain, the kind of movie that could be made today based on all of this stuff? When you're right, they didn't think that Flynn was lying to the FBI in his interview. I think they took place at the White House, but he didn't have a lawyer present and so forth, but they didn't think he was lying about anything. Then suddenly, whammo, we've got him in a perjury trap, and on it goes. And we've heard about, and this is what Dershowitz has been talking about a lot, Professor Dershowitz, saying, you know, they've been squeezing these people, trying to get them either to sing or even to compose, in his opinion and terminology. And boy, can you imagine, this is our country, and this is our Justice Department, and if they can do this to people at these levels, imagine what they could do to anybody across the highways and byways if they wanted to. And that's why it's so important to get to the bottom of whatever corruption or political bias there is. And again, we're not talking about FBI agents, the rank and file, all the great people who work in the Justice Department, but when you have these elitists at the top levels deciding that they're mad about the election and they're going to get Trump sort of no matter what, that should scare every single American.
Do you remember when Bill Clinton, Bill and Hillary came into office and what Democrats that were calling themselves liberals, what they called themselves at that time?
Usually they'd call themselves centrists in many ways.
Progressives.
Or progressives, yeah.
Progressives. They were all known as progressives. And then when Obama came along, they were still known as progressives. Well, now they want to be known as liberal.
Well, more power to them on that term, because I think that is really almost a repellent spray kind of a thing to most of the American people out there. Maybe they're feeling that now they're sort of empowered with all this, and Democrats, socialists, and literally the far left, which is taking over the Democrat Party. In fact, Bill Clinton, probably couldn't get too far in the Democrat Party today because he was looked at as more centrist, especially as he went into 1996, but he talked about the era of big government being over, and he couldn't get the nomination today if he tried.
Probably not. Now, of course, we did briefly mention this, and I'm going to mention some more about it. The Democrats, who were nowhere to be found this weekend, were having a retreat with a bunch of lobbyists in Puerto Rico. Correct?
That's right.
And these were lobbyists, so you got to wonder what exactly they were doing down there in Puerto Rico. Who was lobbying who, and what were they lobbying them for? But again, as I said, if you take a look at the pictures of these guys on the beach with the little hot enchiladas that they had with them, I'm telling you, these guys are most of them are married, and they aren't married to the movie stars that I was looking at.
Well, that's right, and there was 109 lobbyists, Captain, that are with the Democrats down in Puerto Rico right now. I think one of the things is called Latino Victory, for example, and they're lobbying, they're meeting, of course, with Democrats there. Democrats are also taking some time off, I guess, to go see Hamilton, and not just see Hamilton, but attend parties with some of the show's cast as well. So as those people, air traffic controllers and TSA workers and other government workers and national parks and so forth, as they're struggling, as we're hearing under this.
Did you notice who didn't get to go to Puerto Rico?
Who's that?
Ocasio-Cortez, because they're trying to bring her into line.
No kidding. Well, she's having this ongoing feud now, of course, with retired Senator Lieberman, and Ocasio-Cortez now, Captain. She's actually lashing out at CBS. For their lineup, they've released who their 2020 coverage lineup is going to be, and she's lashing out at them for not including an African American person in that lineup.
But yet they just named a woman their president, even though she's not black. But they named a woman their president. She didn't have good things to say about that either.
Right, exactly. So it just goes to show that it's going to be anybody who's comes into her view, it would seem, she's going to find something wrong with them and denounce them, because that's nothing less than a denunciation. And this is how they used to do it in the old Soviet Union as well. So, I mean, we're starting to see some real true colors going on here.
And, of course, Andrew McCarthy wrote an op-ed piece yesterday for the Fox News website, and he said that the FBI Russian investigation was always about Trump, even though they tried to make it about something else, but it was always about President Trump.
Well, sure. That's right. Yeah, the idea is to get Trump. And you know, something I've thought for a long time, again, it's not just even about Trump, it's about the people who elected Trump. They're the ones that quote unquote went off script, it would seem, and elected Trump and wanted Trumpism. And I was trying to explain this to a person who came up and started talking to me the other day.
We gotta go, so you have to hold off till tonight to say it, but sure. Tell us how to hear your show real quick, 10 seconds.
That's right, the www.kylewarrenshow.com.
All right, thanks, Kyle. Talk to you tonight.
Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and he'll be back tonight. We're going to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. Looks like it's another humdinger out there in some parts of the country. By the way, another storm headed out into the plains, probably midweek. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
They can't be done.
and now it's time for a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. And by the way, bunch of snow over the weekend, right where I told you it was going to be, between I-80 and I-70, I-64, also in the mix of all this. And we still got a mess that they're cleaning up over to the east. Had quite a bit of snow in the Illinois area, much more than what they expected they were going to get. And just when you think it couldn't get any better, guess what? Another storm right behind it. You'll be looking at it again in the Midwest. And, oh, by the way, Kansas City, that game in Kansas City that they're going to be playing with the New England Patriots on Sunday, could be playing another snowstorm because they're calling for 6 to 10 inches of snow, 6 to 10 inches of snow coming up on the weekend. Now, let's take a look right now at where the snow is. In the western part, the mountainous areas of Virginia tonight, as well as West Virginia, the higher portions of Maryland, and up towards the outer band of Washington, D.C., and up towards Winchester, Virginia, you've got some snow flurries, nothing like what they had. It'll be wrapping up during the course of the day. But a very active week is coming up for the West Coast in California because a large closed upper low will initially usher waves of Pacific moisture into California through Wednesday. Then on Wednesday into Thursday, a powerful storm system will plow onto the entire West Coast. Overall, they can expect heavy rain, mountain snow, gusty winds, rough surf, and possible flooding, especially near recent wildfire burn scar areas, which means you could have some mudslides out there. But you need to be careful tonight driving across Illinois, driving across central and southern Indiana, driving across Kentucky. You're going to have a lot of ice roads where they're still in the colder temperatures to where they got ice on the highways and whatnot. Salt hasn't taken effect yet, or sand, whichever they're using. Also, southern part of Ohio, and again, West Virginia and Virginia in the mountainous areas, so be careful there. Now, in Florida tonight, we've got fog, and we've got some dense fog advisories coming up between 4 and 9 o'clock in the morning. But for southern Florida, across Alligator area, Alley, over to I-95, on up to, it looks like, West Palm Beach, and on up to Naples, and then it'll be patchy areas of fog. Fort Myers, Sarasota, Tampa Bay, and possibly over in the East Coast up towards Daytona as well until about 9 o'clock, starting about 4 a.m. in the morning. Now, there is some scattered rain up and down the Mississippi River, north of Louisiana, north of New Orleans in Louisiana, and we've got some rain in Mississippi along the river again. A little bit of rain further up the line towards towards St. Louis, it looks like right now. Light showers in the area. And then going out across Kansas, we've got fog in western Kansas tonight. You'll run into it if you're going out on I-70, headed on out towards Denver for sure. Got some winds in the northwestern part of Kansas and the northeastern part of Colorado. Then looking up on I-80 and I-90 and I-94, you'll run into areas of fog. You'll find it in North and South Dakota, I-29 North and South. Certainly you'll see it there. Have a little bit of it on I-90 west of Bismarck, headed over towards, west of Fargo, headed over towards Bismarck. And then in South Dakota, there's a little bit of it in the central part of the state, going up and down I-29 North and South from about mid-state all the way to the North Dakota line. And then in Wyoming, you've got some winds tonight. Got a little bit of fog also on the border with Idaho and Montana. It looks like as if we got fog also in Washington State, east of Seattle, up on I-90, and runs right down through the center of the state through the mountains. Also in Oregon, same thing, I-5, you'll have some fog there towards the northern part of Oregon. And then we have some rain in the eastern part of Nevada along I-80 tonight. And there happens to be also some snow flurries and some colder temperatures over across Las Vegas and into the mountains of Nevada and into the mountains right there along the California-Nevada line. We also have got some windy conditions in California as that storm system starts to move in down below San Diego to the Mexican border, down to Tijuana. You'll find some more rain. And then tonight in the Flagstaff area, as well as east of Kingman towards Flagstaff, there are some snow flurries there tonight as we speak. Now, keep in mind that our Truckers Highway and Byway National Weather Segment and Road Condition Segment is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive now consists of four dealerships. They've got the Nissan dealerships, Moss Nissan in Crystal River, Newport Richey, where you serve, you save, all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all of our 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing, saving you literally thousands of dollars on a brand-new Nissan vehicle. Then they've got the Moss Family Automotive location in Homosassa Springs. Just look for the Moss Family Automotive sign, where they'll sell you anything from a automobile to a motorhome to maybe a boat. Might have a motorcycle there, too, because that's where they take all the items that they've taken in trade, and that is their wholesale to the public outlet at Moss Family Automotive in Homosassa Springs. Now, the numbers for those dealers, 727-815-3095, 727-815-3095, but then they also have in Tampa the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership, which is located at 16414 Northdale Mabry Highway in Tampa, Florida. Now, the reason that Moss Family Automotive is advertising on this program is because they sell vehicles all across America. And I do mean all across America. They've sold vehicles to people from Arizona, to people from Manitoba, from Winnipeg. Canadian citizens come down here because they can't get the deals that they have on the vehicles up there that they can down here through Moss Family Automotive. And that's how it works. Also, the You Serve, You Save program applies to the Moss Family Chevrolet location. So, again, you get the same remarkable savings for having served either in the military, or if you're currently serving in the military, active or retired, or any veterans, as well as first responders. And there you go. It just doesn't get any better. And you get Moss Care for the life of your vehicle, free oil changes too, and free tire rotations, all part of the Moss Care lineup. And believe me when I tell you, they are really, really, really serious about taking care of those that have taken care of us. That's exactly what they do at Moss Family Automotive. Now, one other little thing. If you tell them the captain sent you, guess what? You get another $500 off your vehicle. Make your best deal, and you get another $500 off by telling them the captain sent you. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is doing that. Nobody. So, happy to be a part of the Moss Nissan family. I happen to be personally driving a brand new Moss Nissan Titan 4x4 that they gave me to use as a demo this time because they sold my truck last week. So I had to go up and get a new one, but that's what it's all about. I break them in right. They get good gas mileage. And guess what? Somebody wants them, they got them. So there you go. And I don't mind changing vehicles every day if that's what it was going to take. By the way, according to the Washington Times in a poll they just did, 80% of all voters in the United States say that the U.S. needs secure borders, including 68% of those who identify themselves as Democrats. Think about that as we go to break. Coming up after the top of the hour, we've got Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor. So we will be right back with more right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get to pay some bills. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.